Good morning. Welcome to Old South Church. It is wonderful to see you all here today. On the ride to church, I said to my husband, Bruce, I don't mind being the center of attention at all when what I get to do is then point us to God. But I'm not so keen on being the center of attention just to be the center of attention. You all know, I hope, most of you, that I was trained in the Presbyterian PCUSA denomination. And when I first learned how to do funerals, they said the funeral must be entirely about God. That is how we honor and worship God as we remember the life of the person we love who has passed. And after about my third funeral trying to do that, I was like, the heck with this? We honor God by looking at the verities and ups and downs and beauty of the life of the past person who has gone on before. And so I understand that as you have gathered today to celebrate my ministry, you are celebrating God, and I thank you for that. I am honored by that. You have given me more than I will ever even understand, let alone be able to thank you for. So today, let this be a day of celebration to God, of joy and thanksgiving for all that we have shared, and hope and expectation for the ways in which God will continue to be in our lives. Would you join me in the call to worship found printed in the bulletin? When they said, "Let's go to the house of God," my heart leapt for joy. Old South Church, well built as a place for worship.
A church to which people ascend, all God's people go up to worship, to give thanks to the name of God.
This is what it means to be the inhabitants of worship, of Windsor.
We will pray for Windsor's peace.
Prosperity to all you God lovers. For the sake of the house of our God, we reply, loving God, I'll do my very best for you. And let us continue to join in prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, fill us, we pray, with your light, that we may reflect your wondrous glory. So fill us with your love, that we may count nothing too small to do for you, nothing too much to give, and nothing too hard to overcome. Amen. It is our privilege to come before God in all nakedness and honesty. And God meets us there and makes us whole and holy. So would you join me in the responsive call to reconciliation, the prayer of confession, some time of silent private prayer, and then the responsive assurance of God's love and forgiveness and the Gloria Patri as we celebrate God's faithfulness. Beloved, God does not disappoint those who come in hope, nor does God turn away those who approach in faith. Let us pray. Suffer us, O Lord, never to think that we have knowledge enough to need no teaching, wisdom enough to need no correction, talents enough to need no grace, goodness enough to need no progress, humility enough to need no repentance, devotion enough to need no quickening, strength sufficient without your spirit, lest standing still we fall back forevermore. Beloved, hear the good news. God has forgiven each one of us and calls us to take our parts in the drama of redeeming love. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and given life anew. Amen and amen. Let us stand and celebrate this wonderful, life-changing news.